How do you feel about fakes? There are fake designer bags, fake watches, which we've all probably heard or even seen on sale. But have you heard of fake Lego? Well, police in China uncovered a gang making and selling counterfeit Lego. More than 630,000 finished products were seized. The raid comes as China seeks to strengthen intellectual property rights, with the number of trials hitting a record high last year. So how does a brand like Lego take on the world of fakery? Robin Smith is Vice President and General Counsel for Lego China.
We find them through all the regular channels. I would say our sales force sees them in the marketplace, and we get word from outside counsel who may be out shopping. We get word from custom seizures about different copycat companies. Then also there are raids that are done by government authorities. They may be looking for something else, but sometimes they find a lot of other copycat products. We have private investigators that are also out in the marketplace at certain times trying to give us a good picture of the landscape.
And so with the private investigators, what do they get up to? What do they do?
They will go out and look in different marketplaces. So there might be an area that has some stores that is in a particular location that's known for having copycats or counterfeit products. So they will go and check that out to see what's there and bring that information back to us. Then we figure out how we either can act on it or whether the authorities would be interested in the information. But I think there's one way we're probably very unique as a company, and that is that we have this global network of fans of ours, of our product. We call them adult fans of Lego, or AFOLs, AFOLs. And they actually will send us sets in the mail with the receipts so that we know where they found it and how much it cost. And I've had some fans that have been doing that for all 20 years that I've been with the company, which is fantastic.
Wow, that's quite handy.
Yeah. They are great brand ambassadors. And that's a huge help for us because we just can't be everywhere.
How much of a threat is that kind of sub-industry to the big brands?
It is a threat to our business, but I think it's more of a threat, and where we're more concerned is in the safety of the products that people are getting when they buy a copycat product. Because safety is of the utmost importance to us. And with copycat products, you get no guarantee on the safety of what you're going to get in the package. I've actually seen a lot of things in with copycat bricks in sets that are trying to look like Lego sets. You see tree branches or insects or candy wrappers, you name it. I think in 20 years, I've seen lots of different things go in there. And the quality of the facilities in which they are packing these products or in which they are molding these cheap plastic bricks is also not good. And we had that confirmed definitely with the photos we got from the police in this recent raid that the Shanghai police did.